Mike Driscoll, Sports Illustrated, joins us. You've heard him on the show many times in the past. We'll talk some Notre Dame here. And Brian, let's begin. We all thought, at least I did, that Jamarcus Sheppard, Purdue, who recruits the 615 a lot, they get players out of here, Purdue does, regularly, that would be who Notre Dame would end up with, choose to be the wide receiver coach, but that apparently is not the case, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like they interviewed Jamarcus Sheppard on Tuesday. Things went really well from what my sources said, and it looked like that's the direction Notre Dame was going. And then they brought in Chancey Stuckey. And, you know, I think the delay, Notre Dame wanted to make sure that they got everybody interviewed. And from what I was told talking to people last night, is by the end of Chancey Stuckey's interview yesterday, that they just felt that he'd blown him away and he was really a perfect fit. And they felt that that was the direction that they wanted to go. So it was quite a surprise, but, you know, that's the guy Notre Dame wanted. And there's a connection. Chancey Stuckey played for John McNulty with the Arizona Cardinals. John McNulty's Notre Dame's current tight ends coach, but he was the receivers coach for the Arizona Cardinals back in 2011 when Chancey Stuckey was one of his receivers. So, yeah, I think that's kind of where that connection began. And, you know, Coach Stuckey did a great job of convincing him that despite his lack of resume, that he was the guy that could do a great job, coaching up the Notre Dame receivers.
Is the only coaching question that's left what they decide to do with defensive coordinator?
It is right now. Coach Freeman has kind of zeroed in on the guy that he wants. You know, our sources tell us that John Heacock from Iowa State is the guy that he is kind of zeroed in on right now. But, you know, obviously Coach Heacock is at a pretty good place right now with Matt Campbell, a guy he's been with for quite a while. He was actually the D coordinator for Matt Campbell at Toledo as well. So there's a very close bond there. So it's not going to be an easy convince, but right now that's a guy that I believe he is zeroing in on and trying to make that one happen. But that would be the final hire that he's got to make.
But what you're saying is he's definitely going to hire from outside to fill that coordinator spot.
Yeah. Right now, all the candidates that are being considered are outside candidates.
When you pop in the tape of Northwestern transfer Brandon Joseph, if you could give us a comp, if that's a fair question, but what do you see in him and what does he add to the secondary?
Well, number one, he had what I think a guy that can make plays. You know, I think that's something that we're not seeing from the safety position after Kyle Hamilton went down. A guy that can, you know, make that big play, that whether it be a big stop in the alley in the run game or the quick game, whether it be a guy that can, you know, get his hands on the football, a guy that shows excellent route awareness, a guy that, you know, 2 years at Northwestern, and really when I say 2 years, it was like 19 games. Because they didn't play a full season, obviously, in 2000, or 21 games. They didn't play a full season in 2020, obviously. Had 9 interceptions, you know, was a consensus All-American, smooth athlete, really smart player, which you kind of expect the guy from Northwestern. Not an elite athlete, but a good athlete, and a guy that brings just playmaking ability and to the secondary. And, you know, we saw in the Fiesta Bowl that, you know, without Kyle Hamilton, when you played a top team, you needed somebody to be able to step up and make a play. And for the Notre Dame defense in the second half, nobody could do that. He's the kind of guy that has the ability to do that.
Brian Driscoll with the Sports Illustrated covers Notre Dame, does, as you can tell, a very, very good job. Is there any other anticipated possibility for Notre Dame and the transfer portal?
Yeah, they're going to get a kid today. I can't mention who that's going to be. They're going to get a kid today around 10 a.m. Eastern time. So, yeah, there's some guys they're going after. The problem for Notre Dame is the undergrad transfer portal is not going to necessarily be great to them, because the way it is right now, it's very hard for credits to transfer into Notre Dame as an undergrad, which makes it a little bit challenging. So, you know, until Notre Dame kind of alters their admissions process from an undergraduate standpoint, it's going to be difficult. I mean, they were able to get Brandon Joseph in because he went to Northwestern.
So, right.
You know what I mean? But it's going to be those kind of guys right now. I mean, if you see a guy that's in the transfer portal from Stanford or Vanderbilt or Duke right now, then that's a guy that maybe has a chance to get in Notre Dame. But until they make some alterations, because I think this undergrad transfer portal thing, Bill, kind of, it happened so fast that Notre Dame just hasn't had time to really react to it. I believe that they will adjust and alter. It's just not something they're going to do overnight, which honestly they shouldn't. They need to take their time with it and make sure that whatever policy they come up with is the right one for Notre Dame and make sure that they're bringing in kids that have a chance to be successful at Notre Dame on and off the field.
All right. Brian Driscoll with us. Pretty much everybody who had a decision to make, whether or not to transfer or jump in the draft, is coming back, but Kevin Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Jarrett Patterson obviously was iffy. He has announced he's coming back. What does that do to the guard positions with him back?
Well, I think it solidifies it. You know, I mean, you're going to have a battle, in my opinion, at both guard spots this spring and summer. And, you know, I think you having a guy in the middle of the line that can make sure everybody knows where they're going is going to be important. And look, I expect Josh Lugg, who started at right tackle in 2021, to slide inside the guard. He's coming back for a sixth year, but you know, look, Notre Dame knows they found their tackles of the future in the Fiesta Bowl with Blake Fisher and Joe Alt. So I think that'll help solidify that as well. But I think when you're trying to have a battle at guard and you've got a center that you're also breaking in as a starter, new starter, it can make things a little bit challenging on the inside. Jared, I think, gives them that veteran presence. But I think the other thing, too, is having a veteran presence like that played with so many of the former Harry Hiestand players like Robert Hainsey and Tommy Kramer and Aaron Banks and Lee Meichenberg, you know, gives those younger guys someone that can kind of help prepare them for what to expect from Coach Hiestand. You know, he's a different kind of coach, a little bit of a louder coach than Jeff Quinn, and I think that's where the veteran presence could really help the most.
All right. I haven't gone back and watched each play of the Fiesta Bowl again. But when they were substituting up front on the D-line, I didn't see Riley Mills. Did I miss something, or what was going on there?
Yeah, he played. He played okay. The game. Yeah, but they were just getting rid of the ball so quickly in the second half that it really – and it was a huge credit to Oklahoma State's offensive staff. I mean, they could not block Notre Dame's defensive line in the first half, which most teams couldn't. And so in the second half, they mixed up Max Prose. They moved the pocket. They got rid of the ball quickly. They ran some RPOs to the quarterback draw where he would just kind of drop back, and if nothing came open, he would try to find a running lane to get through against the four-man pressures. And, you know, they just really kind of neutralized that pass rush, and so we didn't see a lot of those guys making plays until Foskey's forced fumble in the game. But, you know, look, they're very happy with Riley Mills and excited about his future, and I expect him to be, to this offseason, our anticipation talking to sources, that they're going to actually move him out to the big end position where Myron Tagovailoa-Mosa played this past year. And because they've got to get him on the field more, and you're not going to take Jason Adamuel off the field. I mean, he was outstanding this year. So he played some big end against Virginia when Myron Tagovailoa-Mosa was out with the flu, and he did a great job. And they really like what he brought to the table. So I think you're going to see a lot more of Riley Mills next year as well.
Of this incoming class of 22 for the Fighting Irish, which newcomers can either play early due to just it's open or fill in, let's say, depth-wise?
I think on offense, the guy that I look at is Tobias Merriweather. You know, I think the number one, the lack of depth at receiver, the loss of Kevin Austin, which you mentioned, and the fact that he's really good should give him an opportunity to play right away. I think defensively, the entire linebacker class, you know, Notre Dame signed, in my opinion, the best linebacker class in the country. I think those guys will have a chance to play. But the guy that I think is an early enrollee that's going to have a really good chance to get on the field, partly because of just an unproven position group, is going to be Jaden Mickey, a cornerback from Centennial High School out in L.A., you know, plays against great competition, really feisty kid, you know, really competitive kid, really athletic. He reminds me a lot of Julian Love, but maybe a little bit faster coming out of high school. And I think he's going to be a kid that's going to be able to fight his way into a role as a true freshman.
Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated, covers Notre Dame. Check out his podcast. Check out all his content when you go to his site. And, Brian, so just to tease everybody, at 9 Central, 10 Eastern. Is that what you said? There should be an announcement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
There he is, Mr. Brian Driscoll. Covers the Irish, and he's a former college coach. He knows the game. He knows the topic. He's got his PhD. Oh, Danny from Brunswick.